Welcome to another episode of the Chit Chat in a Quarter podcast. As I say in every other episode, it's always a pleasure for me to host you in this capacity. And I understand that we're busy, you've got busy lives, you've got jobs and families and things to attend to. So whenever you take time out of your busy schedule, whether that's 5, 10, or you listen to the entire podcast, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. For this episode, I would like to discuss the idea of a leader tent. And this idea came about from a moment of reflection of over the years of some of my experiences to lead in different capacity and actually going away camping as well. Now, maybe you've been camping or glamping or none of the above. You are familiar with what a tent looks like and the uses of it. So yes, it provides shelter. Sometimes it's used for public gatherings, circuses, so on and so forth. But in just thinking about the structure, I was looking at the fact that there are some fixed or rigid elements to the framework to ensure that tent stays upright. But then there's also some flexible substances to it as well. And depending on the size of the tent that you go for, you can either get just a very small tent where it's all fours crawling space only, you can't stand, or you can get a bigger tent where there is standing room. It's almost like a suite in a sense. And I was thinking about this, that as leaders, we have a responsibility to ensure we have the sort of tent, or we build a leader tent. Now, not physically, I'm using this metaphorically. We build and develop a leader tent that allows more room for more people to come into it. And this really is about collaboration. You and I know that leadership should not be a solitary journey. I've often heard people say that it's lonely being a leader, and I acknowledge what's been said. But I sometimes wonder how much of that is as a result of a lack of intentionality to build the sort of space that encourages participation and contribution from a number of people. And I think there's something to be said about separating our roles, responsibilities, and accountabilities as leaders from us growing and maturing in our leadership. So looking to collaborate, looking to build a bigger tent that allows more people in doesn't absorb us of our primary roles and responsibilities and accountabilities, but it allows us create the sort of foundation where we can all thrive. And what I'd love to do in this episode is present to you three simple things that we can do to ensure that we keep building and expanding our leader tent and the benefits of that and how it matures us as leaders. The first thing that we need to do is invite others into the leadership tent. This should be based on relationship and shared values. I heard a leader one time say that I do not trust myself enough to go alone. I heard another leader say that nothing significant is achieved alone. Any great success is always achieved as a team. And these are two statements that I found very interesting. That whole idea of the need for us as leaders to seek out people who share the values that we have and build positive relationships with them and ensure that they are included in the leadership tent. They are part of the people who help us in making long-term plans and developing the sort of strategy that are likely to succeed. If you are in a relationship, it is very unlikely that that relationship will succeed if all the decisions are made by one person. And that never works. That never creates an atmosphere or the sort of environment where everyone feels comfortable and are able to thrive and fully express themselves. It actually robs both parties of the benefit and the brilliance that each bring to the table. And that is true whether in business or any other aspect of life. We must, as leaders, always create the sort of space where others are able to participate and contribute. The second thing we need to do is encourage divergent thinking, or just different ways of seeing things. And I have an episode on valuing the difference, episode 006. So you can have a listen of that episode and learn some simple ways on how to value the difference. But it's really important in our leader tent that we are encouraging different ways of thinking and not just attracting those who see or think the way we do, because that is really homogenous and it's likely to reinforce our own biases, our own limitations. But when we cast the net a bit wider, a divergent group, people who see things differently, who think differently, who are from different backgrounds, it gives us a fuller picture. I'm reading a book currently by Matthew Said called Rebel Ideas, The Power of Thinking Differently. And it's so brilliant. And he makes the case for why it's absolutely critical to have a divergent group, to have people who have different frames of reference working together as a team and the benefits that actually yields. So the second thing is encourage divergent thinking. I made a decision early on in my leadership that I will not be drawn solely to those who think like me or who look like me or who act like me or who see things the way I see it. And I would put my ego away for the team goals. I have decided that my ego is not as valuable to me as the collective goal of my team. And that's a decision we all have to make as leaders. Are you prepared to lay down your guard, pull down the walls, and create bridges so that we can all go across, we can all interact, and we can all share ideas in a way that brings the best of us? Again, let me repeat this. I made this decision early on in my leadership that my ego is not as valuable to me as the team goals. So encourage others in your leader tent to share their ideas, to be free and be expressive, especially in those moments when it is different to yours. Because let's face it, people do not want to disagree with their leader or their boss, or kids don't want to disagree with their parents. Well, you might say you haven't met my kids yet. But generally, people want to be agreeable for the most part. But we have the responsibility as leaders to recognize that and reiterate to our teams, our families, our friends to share their ideas, especially in those moments when it is different to what we've expressed or our preferences or our choices or our decisions. Very important we do that, and we need to constantly repeat that, repeat messaging to ensure that that is the culture that we've created where people feel free to share their ideas, especially when they're divergent to ours. The third thing that we need to do to keep developing and building this leader tent, remember, we're being intentional in building our leader tent. The third thing is create a culture of psychological safety. This is so important. I do not think that we can encourage people to share their ideas that are different to ours, to encourage them to be expressive and be free, and expect that they would be if when they did, the consequences was dire for them. Maybe they were punished in some way, or they were ostracized, or something changed in your response to them because they disagreed or they had a different perspective. So it's very important for us as leaders. And it's the same is true with parenting. I remember when my kids would say things and I would react a certain way. What do they do? If you react in a harsh way, they draw back, they do not open up. But I had to learn early on to keep my mouth shut, to encourage, to be an ally, to ensure that there is a safe space for them to be able to speak without any fear. Our home had to become a castle for them, a fortress for them, where they felt comfortable, they felt safe, they felt secure, and they could express whatever they were feeling. One of the questions we ask our children all the time is not how are you, but how are you feeling? Because we're trying to encourage that freedom of expression without any fear, without any repercussions, and just ensure that they are able to speak. And we have to do that, whether it's at home, our businesses, our places of work, in our department. Ensure that you are intentional in creating a culture where there is psychological safety. Don't punish people because they have divergent thoughts or ideas. Don't consider it a threat to your leadership, but contrary to that, it's a testament of how good a leader you are that people feel comfortable to be able to express views that are different to yours. So in building this leader tent, in building this capacity for collaboration and partnership, we want to invite others into our tent based on shared values, building positive relationships. We want to encourage divergent thinking, different views, different ways of seeing things, creative minds. We want to encourage that. Remember that our ego is not as valuable compared to the team goals. And the third thing is create that culture of psychological safety. So as we bring this to an end, what are the things you could simply do? You have to be intentional with this because we tend to drift to what's comfortable and we do not want to put ourselves in uncomfortable situations. So if you've been used to working on your own, if you've been used to strategizing on your own and planning on your own and making decisions on your own, make a commitment to yourself that going forward, you will attempt to include others into that process. You would invite people into your leadership tent. It might be something like this. You have this idea. You have this decision made in your mind. Maybe run it by someone and say, what do you think about this idea? How would you refine this idea? Would you add anything to this? What do you think are the possible consequences of this decision I am about to make? It's something as simple as that, and begin to work your way up. And in time, the more you do that, the more comfortable you will get. And that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope that this has been of value to you. Let me encourage you, if you haven't already done so, to hit that subscribe button, leave a review or comment. It's really helpful for me to know that this content is useful to you and so that I can keep creating more content like this. Share this with your friends and your family. And until the next episode, we've been chit-chatting in a quarter.